The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome back to the Irish Racing Podcast. We just had one day off, but the bandwagon continues as we look at Garran Park's seven race programme tonight on Wednesday, August the 16th. As ever, plenty of competitive racing here at the County Kilkenny venue. Yeah, most notably at 6:30 when we have got listed company in the shape of the Hurry Harriet Stakes for the mares and the fillies. Softish ground is very much in the ascendancy here tonight, and it's likely to get even more testing as the day continues, because we've got quite a bit of rain forecast for the area up until and including the opening race. So do keep an eye on that, and if you fancy a fast ground horse, and I think you could be in trouble here tonight.
Race 1.
We begin with the action at 4:55, which brings together a couple of two-year-olds who have been running to a fair level. Both of them have been fairly well found in the market. They are Mount Wellington and Quizzical. Both of those two horses ran really respectively in their respective races at the Galway Festival. Both filling out the runner-up spot. Quizzical behind Yulon Gold Fairy in a maiden, and Mount Wellington in a handicap behind the very highly regarded Deep Breath, who was an impressive winner the time before at the Curragh. Of the two, well, I do think Quizzical is probably the sneaky value option of the two. And being as we can back this horse at 4-1, he makes plenty of appeal each way. In fact, he ran twice at the Galway Festival, running with a great deal of credit. And on both occasions, he overcame bad draws to post quite a good speed figure on both occasions, particularly his last run when he was drawn 12 of the 12 runners. Although he hasn't got a great draw here tonight, hopefully he'll break clean and get himself into a good position, and he can certainly put it up to Mount Wellington anyway, who ran probably his best race last time out under a big weight in that nursery at Ballybrit. It should be between the two, unless there's something lurking in the midst. So 4-1, I do think Quizzical is the way I'd probably approach the first race from an each way perspective.
Race 2.
To race number 2 then, and this is a 2-year-old nursery, and the one I quite like here is the top weight here, Outside Inside, who was very impressive when she managed to get off the mark at the third time of asking here over today's course and distance on the 22nd of July. On that occasion she overcame a very bad draw, so that performance has to be upgraded, and she did it in some style as well, posting a good speed figure to boot. As with all Willie McCreary's horses, they always have to be feared when he brings them here to Garran, and particularly his fillies. He's got a cracking record with the Fairy Sex at the County Kilkenny venue. So Outside Inside, hopefully, will justify favouritism there in race number 2.
Race number 3.
To the 6 o'clock then, first of the very competitive handicaps, it has to be said, but I'm going to take a little bit of a chance on my direction, bouncing back to form, returning to one of his happy hunting grounds. Now, his form figures of late don't look that inspiring. He was down the field when we last saw him on the level at Leopardstown, and albeit he ran a bit better last time at the Galway Festival, he still didn't cut as much ice as the market suggested he would. However, he has got a great record here at this County Kilkenny venue, with form figures of 1-2, 1-3, so he's yet to be out the first three in four starts. On most of those occasions, he's raced on soft or heavy ground, so tonight's conditions shouldn't be a bother, and under such conditions were highlighted when three starts ago he finished second to the very useful mare Dragon Faye under soft conditions at HQ. So if he can return to that level of form, I see no reason why my direction wouldn't run a nice race for each way backers there in race number 3.
Race 4.
To the big race of the night then, which comes up in the shape of the Hurry Harriet Stakes, which is an extended mile 1 furlong contest coming up at 6:30. Now, Making Light represents a stable who always do well here in these events at one of his local tracks, so she's obviously got to be of some interest here, and indeed her run first time out this season at Leopardstown suggested that she's going to have a bright season towards the back end. She looked at a little bit of an autumn filly last year when she won two races off the spin at Limerick and Leopardstown, respectively. Given that that first run this season was in a period where Dermot Wells' horses were running badly, then you'd certainly have to suggest that now that Master of Rosewell's in good form, she's likely to improve accordingly. Soft ground tonight, we hear, won't be a bother, and she looks as though she needs a test of stamina as well. So, making light, quite a confident choice there to go well in race number four.
Race five.
To the fifth race then, and again we've got a competitive fare this time for the fillies. It's a handicap, and Rick Rack will no doubt be under the spotlight here for many, having been a heavily back favourite down in Galway last time out, only to fail in the latter stages. She certainly looks as though a drop back in trip will probably suit her, and she's likely to go well here. But to be fair, it was a fairly modest maiden that she ran in there, so I wouldn't be absolutely as carried away as the market suggests at 5-2. Whereas I do think Jeremy's Girl has been grossly overlooked here around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. She didn't quit the trip last time out. We saw her down in Roscommon the other day, but she certainly made the field go along at a good tempo. And it was only the last furlong, really, that she succumbed to one or two more stronger stays on that very soft ground. But over a mile and a quarter, she's got a fantastic record. She goes really well right-handed. And I think she's probably overpriced here, particularly as she's got a very good £7 apprentice on board in the shape of Evan Daly, who was seen to good effect last week at the Curragh on Captain Cullen. So around about 7-1 this morning, Jeremy's Girl makes a bit of each way appeal there.
Race number six.
To the penultimate contest then, and probably my best bet on the card runs here in the shape of Andrew McNamara's Loamy's Law, who was a bit unlucky here. Well, I say a bit unlucky, he was extremely unlucky here last time out when she got no run when travelling well in the race, eventually won by Set to Fire. Had she got a clear run on that occasion, who knows, she might have even taken that contest. Certainly, she finished full of running anyway. But if you go back to course three starts ago, she was a very convincing winner of a similar race to this over today's course and distance, beating Kellyous, who in the process has gone on to subsequently boost that form twice over. So that form doesn't look too shabby. Given that she's drawn in stall 11 as well, I actually think that'll play into her strength as the night goes on here at Gowran. You often find as the ground gets churned up around the inside, they tend to come off the rail and end up racing towards the near side rail. So I do think that'll definitely help Loamy's Law to be in a good track position as they turn for home. So available at back around about 5-1 this morning. I think Loamy's Law surely has got to go well on a track where she's gone well in the past.
And the final race.
To the final race then, and this looks to be between the front two in the market, World Stage and Hazama World Stage. Ran with plenty of promise last time out at the Curragh, albeit he was still very green in the closing stages. And you'd certainly suggest that he will definitely make into a nice older horse once the penny begins to drop with him later on in his career. He's certainly got every chance of taking a race of this nature because it doesn't appear to be too strong. However, he is coming up against Hazama, who represents a stable very much turning the corner. And I thought this horse ran with an immense amount of promise last time out at this track a month ago when she kept on quite well in the latter stages without being unduly punished. She certainly looks as though she'd benefit from the run both mentally and physically. And now with the Dermot Wells stable in much better form, there's a good chance that this filly by Azamor will take a huge leap forward here tonight and certainly give favourite backers plenty to think about there in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to be taking a look at Leopardstown's traditional Thursday card beginning at 5:05. We'll deal with that tomorrow morning, of course, on Thursday, August the 17th. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.